Howdy, friends, and welcome to this week's podcast. We've got a live set from the band called Wire Troop. It's spelled with two words, just FYI. They've got a brand new album called Trio Power. We're hearing a tune from it right now in the background called Doo Whopper. They are a five boroughs-based, I guess, Brooklyn and Queens-based band. We've had the guitar player and singer J. Sherman Godfrey on our program before. He produced some Laura Cantrell records, done a bunch of recording, been in a bunch of bands, and has had some good solo work. And this project, this trio, Wire Troop, is sort of a very specific small part of what he does and what he can do. And so we talk about that and why he put it together and sort of what the constraints are, and I think kind of interesting. So we're going to hear this nice live set engineered by David Mombach at WFMU's Studio B. And if you're interested in contacting them, they are at wiretroop.bandcamp.com. They're also on Facebook and all that other junk. I'm working on some stuff. Keep your ears peeled. You can always email me, michaels@wfmu.org. I'll talk to you soon. Hear from me soon. Here's Wire Troop live at WFMU. Thanks. Is the place for information about Dave and tonight at the Count Basie Center for the Arts in Red Bank, New Jersey. And now we turn our attention to Studio B, where Wire Troop, I believe, is all set up. Can you guys hear me? How you doing?
Hey, Mike. You're still playing records through this.
Oh, you're getting the delay somehow?
I can turn them down here.
That's weird. But my voice is groovy?
Yeah, you sound great.
J. Sherman Godfrey is the singer and the guitar player. You've been on the telephone, a guest on my program before, talking about records you've put out and talking about this band and stuff like that. But here's the first time you've been here live with this trio that you've got.
Yes, it's great to be here, and thank you. And that Dave Davies interview was awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. It was, you know, totally my pleasure and my, you know, or as the kids say, no problem. Your new album, I'm holding it in my hands, and it's a lovely package. I like that. It makes me, you know, sometimes you want an object. I don't know. It's just...
That's part of the fun, right?
Yes, I think so. Exactly right. And is this album out now?
It is. You can order it. You can order a CD if you're Luddite-minded and you have one of those things still in your car, from our Bandcamp page, wiretroopbandcamp.com, and you can also download digitally and stream it from there as well.
You, for a long time, played in Laura Cantrell's band, and you produced her records. You've produced some other pretty well-known records, and you've played guitar in a bunch of bands, Amy Rigby, a bunch of people. But this particular setup of this group, Wire Troop, it seems to me that you very clearly set out to do something very specific, sort of with, I guess, the limitation of just being a trio, but also the songs you pick to write and the cover songs are really a real different little slice of the pie.
Yeah. Well, I think it goes back to, you know, I'd done all that work, like you said, but I have kids and kind of have life, you know. I'm not...
You chose life.
What's... Yeah, I'm not, like, playing the guitar all the time now, and I thought, well, if I'm going to concentrate on doing one thing, you know, what would it be? And I thought, go back to, like, the idea of playing, right? So it's all about playing. So I love to play the guitar. I'm in love, been in love with the electric guitar since I was 10 years old.
Well, I don't mean this as a rhetorical question. What is it sometimes about if it's not about playing?
Well, expressing yourself, writing songs, thinking about arrangements, you know, sort of in that, I'm going to get this out there. I'm going to make it with my ideas. It's more about playing the guitar. And then the trio was just a revelation. You know, as soon as we started playing together, I'm like, why haven't I done this before? It's a lot of work. You know, everybody always has to play. I'm still learning how to sing and play. I was always the guitar player.
What, the first gig of this band 3 years ago, something like that?
Is I think it four.
4 years ago?
2014 we were.
I don't mean
we rehearsed for about 6 months, and then we came out.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
No,
we did.
Well, you are. Yeah. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I saw that very first gig, and
And it was great. You know, 6 months, yeah. That's 6 months more than most bands rehearse for in New York. But, yeah, I've definitely seen you get to a comfort level on singing and playing the guitar at the same time that you wouldn't have had to if there was another guy in the band, you know. But
true enough.
Yeah, and you're now almost too comfortable. You have some more coffee, please, Jay. The new album is called, what's it called? It's called Trio Power.
Trio Power. So it's,
I get it.
Yeah. The whole idea is that it's three, right? I mean, it really was a big ear opener to play in a trio, especially with these guys. You know, we've all known each other for a long time, and you were talking about that first gig. I think that all the songs in that first gig were like, let's play this one. Oh, that sounds, let's play, you know, it was all, they just sort of drop on us, and that's the test. If we can't play it, you know, don't play it, so.
Yeah, and it's been the same guys all throughout. John Lee on the bass, whose name I once misspelled, and I feel horrible. I still feel bad about that.
Sorry, J-O-N or L-E-A?
J-O-N. And Tom McCrum back there on the drums, and also singing a little bit, singing some harmonies.
Tom is a great background singer.
Well, we've been talking about it. It's a hypothetical situation, but now you're going to have to prove it to the listening audience. Jay, John, and Tom, the band is called Wire Troop. The new album is called Trio Power. Will you play us a few songs? Then maybe we can talk a little bit more after a few songs are up.
We would love to. We're going to start off with the one that you requested that we play. It's not on the record. It's very often a set opener. We call it Me and My Echo. Me and My Echo, but it's definitely in the chicken genre of guitar playing. We're going to keep going. This one is an old, this is a song from when the Rolling Stones were good. Sitting in my bedroom late last night, crawled into bed, turned out the light. Decided to call my baby on the telephone. All I got was an N-gauge tone. It's off the hook. 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 Walking so long, she upset my mind. Why's she been talking such a long time? Maybe she's sleeping, maybe she's ill. Phone's disconnected, unpaid bill. It's off the hook. It's off the hook. It's off the hook. It's off the hook. It's off the hook.
upset me all the time. Back in my bed, start reading my book. I took that phone right off of the hook. It's off 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 the hook. Hook. It's off the hook. Hook. It's off the hook. Hook. It's off the hook.
All right. That's fun. Off the hook. We were talking earlier about we could do a whole set of arcane, or I don't know, outdated technology. Switchboard Susan, Party Line, that was such a great Kinks song. We don't only do ancient songs, we do some relatively new ones. This one is off a Steve Earle record called Terraplane. It was really his idea was to make a blues record and have each genre, and so this is sort of a little boogie that he wrote called The Usual Time. One, two, a one, two.
It's late in the evening, just about to lay down. What's that at your back door? Did you hear a strange sound, girl? Now, honey, I just saw your light. Here I come, baby, it's the usual time of the night. And I just had to have you ever since I've known you. I don't wanna hurt you, I don't wanna own you, girl. I just wanna hold you tight. And here I come, baby, it's the usual time of the night. Love me, I know you don't need me. If you're thinking of me, just put on your back porch light. The usual time of the night. I've been to New Orleans. I was born to gamble. You were born to haunt my dream. Every time the moon's just right. Yeah, here I come, baby. It's the usual time of the night. I know you don't love me. I know you don't need me. If you're thinking of me, just turn on your back porch light. The usual time of the night. Usual time of the night. The usual time of the night.
All right, Steve Earle. I think that's from the 2000s sometime. We have time to play one more? So what's our, what do they call it, a tagline, a logo, a motto? Secondhand blues, old-time rock and roll, vintage R&B, Tex-Mex, etc. This is Tex-Mex. Song by Doug Somm.
We used to date, stay out late. Said she'd care, but I knew she was a fake. And now she's a leaving. Oh, what a mistake. I used to cry when she said goodbye, but I never thought I would almost die. And now she's a leaving. Don't ask me why. I used to love her with all my heart, and swore that we would never part. And now she's leaving, she thinks she's so smart.
Can't hear us, but we're applauding like mad in here.
But we love that song.
We're hermetically sealed off from you by glass.
I've forgotten since you were competent at playing the tambourine, correct?
I'm pretty good at it.
Should have had you in here because every Doug Somm record has the loudest tambourine known to man throughout the whole record.
It's funny, I was once told by an engineer, I don't know, playing the tambourine's a lot harder than it. And you know, and I played in there. He was like, okay.
Who's a virtuoso tambourine player is Will Rigby.
Apparently getting it started is the hard thing.
That's what Will can do. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. He can just start.
Yeah.
Like without the cheating, you know, you shake it and then they punch you in.
Right, exactly, right. No, there'll be none of that. There's really nowhere to hide with this band, right? I mean, you know, there it is. I heard you laughing during that song. What was so funny?
He was singing and he made a face.
Okay, Tom McCrum was singing and made a face.
Well, there's that part, you know, I used to love her with all my heart. There's this huge hole, which is it's such great soul music.
But there's two kick drums in that hole, you know.
I know, but there's this great soul music that space. You know, Ray Charles does it, boom, and there's this big space, you know. So I cracked up.
Well, that's a song where it has that Farfisa organ sort of doing the accordion part,
right,
you know.
Right, exactly.
And so it's wonderful to hear those kind of songs rearranged here without, you know, the accordion or without. It's just
the
holes.
The trio challenge. Yeah. I think finally we just decided sometimes it's okay for nothing to happen, you know.
Tape Op magazine is a free magazine. We've actually had the editor on this show because it's free. And if you love music, even if you're not a gear nerd, I recommend subscribing to it because there's interviews with people who made some of your favorite records, right, and you get these stories about the guy who recorded whatever song, and it's amazing. But there's often these letters in the front section from idiots who are once I remember reading this guy sort of saying, this was 10 years ago or 20, whatever it was, you know, if you have to punch in your bass part, you know, you have no business being in the recording studio. And it's just like, you know, whatever tools you can use them for good or bad, yeah, whatever. And if you're some indie band and you need to punch in two bars of the bass and everything else sounds great, yeah, I say go ahead and do it. But am I right to say that this record was recorded 100% live?
There's a 2 or 3 tambourine overdubs because, you know, when the solo comes in rock and roll, the tambourine has to start. I think Jimmy Miller set that precedent with the Rolling Stones. It has to happen.
Or second verse, like,
right,
what do we do?
Right, yeah.
Tambourine.
So there's a tambourine overdub done, you know, in my shorts in my kitchen.
Too much information.
Sorry, too much information.
Yeah, way too much.
And then, you know, we had a hard time singing and playing The Word at the same time.
The Beatles song, The Word.
Yeah, because even though it's a silly finger-wagging John Lennon song,
okay,
it's got there's to play it properly
syncopation.
And sing it. But, you know, Sunday we're going to play live, and we're going to do it, and so it would have been a...
There's two Beatles songs on this
record. Yeah, that's weird. Two Beatles songs and 2 Mickey Jupp songs.
That's really
interesting. I think it's the only record ever like that.
So, just so we're clear, except for this one song, the bass, guitar, vocals, and drums
live
are 100% live.
We recorded with Mark Spencer, another guitar player, a friend of mine, and I just said, we just want to play live. And you know, that's another thing that I hadn't done in a long time. I think the first couple bands I was in where we didn't have enough money, they were like, play now. Okay, get out, you know, the studio. But since then, it's been, you know, I made a solo record, you know, where I poured out my heart. And I, you know, I mixed it for 9 months or something like that.
Wow.
This was Faders Up.
Not doing echo. That, yeah. Well, isn't it funny that I've been in that situation, like, all right, let's go record a song. We'd like to book 2 hours, please. It's like, here's our...
I think it took us, with setup and everything, about 6 hours to record this record.
Wow, okay.
6 or 7 hours. And then mixed it for another 6 hours.
Okay, that's awesome. The album is called Trio Power. The group is called Wire Troop. I want to say you're from Brooklyn, but you're from New York City. We can say that, yeah. from the five boroughs.
Right.
Yeah. Scattered around.
It's okay if that helps sales. We're from Brooklyn.
Yeah, from Brooklyn, exactly.
The idea of Brooklyn.
All three guys.
These guys actually live in Brooklyn. I live in Queens.
Yeah, you live in Queens. Boo, right? The dirty
you
word.
You live in New Jersey, don't you? Or in New Jersey.
The worst, yeah. Once I... Actually, Robbie Folks accused me on Facebook of being a hipster, and I was like, I live in New Jersey, and you just moved to L.A. Drop the mic. What else have I got to say? Not much. We've got about 8 minutes. You got 8 minutes more music in you?
Well, another thing, just one more pitch for the record. Trio Power, it's 32 minutes long. There's only one song. Well, there's two songs that are over 3 minutes. One's 302 and one's 4 minutes. The rest are, there's a couple songs under 2 minutes. This is one of them.
I appreciate that. Wire Troop, folks.
Here's one of those Beatles songs. Way out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. She was a dead tripper, one way ticket. Yeah, it took me so long to find out, but I found out. She's a big teaser. She took me half the way there. She's a big teaser. She took me half the way there. She was a dead tripper, one way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out, but I found out. Stand. Tried to please her. She only played one night stand. She was a dead tripper, Sunday driver, yeah. It took me so long to find out, but I found out. All right, we're going to finish up with Paul Revere and the Raiders tune written by Mark Lindsay and Paul Revere. It's called Steppin' Out. One, two. Well, I had to leave town because of Uncle Sam's deal. Because my good loving had lost its appeal. Home, I heard the bad, bad news. That good romance had been getting abused. Tell me true, don't lie to me. Have you been stepping out of me? Stepping out of me.
slipping round, or else I'll put you on ice. There's only one thing that I want you to do. Stop your stepping out, or else step on you. I said, hey, 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 hey. If I can't be your one and only man, I'm gonna find your daddy, give him back your hand. I'm gonna call up the preacher, tell the choir to stay home. Guess you're the kind of woman that's bound to roam. Tell me true, don't lie to me. You've been step, 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 stepping out of me. Stepping out of me. Stepping out of me. Stepping out of me.
That's Wire Troop live right here in Studio B. Thank you, guys. Do you have any gigs coming up, Jay?
We are playing tomorrow at the Treehouse at 2A, which is our official album release party.
What time is that?
The show starts at 9. Jonathan Gregg Trio, another trio, is going to open this set, and we're going to play at 10. We'll have CDs, and
is that a free situation?
It's free. No cover. It's upstairs.
Lead with the headline, my friend.
Second Street and Avenue A.
Free gig tomorrow. Release. Say the address or the whereabouts again.
25 Avenue A, I think. Second Street and Avenue A, upstairs.
Second Street and Avenue A, upstairs. 9 p.m. 21 and over, I assume?
Yeah, I think so.
The new record is called Trio Power. You can visit wiretroop.bandcamp.com. for information. An absolute pleasure. Sounded great. So fun. And you know what, Dave and I were talking, it's evident that, like, oh yeah, fun is kind of like a big part of this, the reason this band exists. Yep. And that it's like, oh yeah, fun. I forgot about
playing
that.
Music.
Like, right, I forgot. Oh yeah, music is
emphasis on the playing part.
It's supposed to be fun.
These songs are a gas to play.
Well, thank you very much. Total pleasure. I want to thank Jay and John and Tom from Wire Troop for coming out here this morning. I want to thank Dave Mombach. Check out Macro Sound in Union, New Jersey, where Dave records and rehearses bands. I want to thank Ray Ketchum at Magic Door in Montclair, New Jersey, for recording that amazing Dave Davies situation there. Great studio, very fun, relaxed time there. And check out DaveDavies.com for information about Dave and his new album called Decade. And don't forget, tonight at the Count Basie Theater for the Arts in Red Bank, New Jersey, Dave, and upcoming shows in Westbury, Cleveland, Hobart, Indiana, Evanston, and Chicago. DaveDavies.com for information. Thank you.
Ever get the feeling you've been cheated? Good night.
Just a reminder, this is the mighty WFMU Storms, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Rex is next. Stay tuned.